If you're a soft-hearted human in business, you might find that the biggest expansive moments happen in maybe the hard conversations or in relationship energetics. And when you're in business with your romantic partner teaching about relationships and love relationships and business relationships, you better believe you are in the realm of perhaps some of the biggest growth edges of the human experience. And I'm really stoked because this week's guests, their business art mirrors their life in so many ways. And we're going to go deep into what this looks like for a softpreneur like you.
Hey, softpreneurs, there is magic happening right now because you are here with us and we are well met. So I'm Non Pedrin, and that is Elisa Joachim. And we are here to help visionary entrepreneurs like you who are here to usher in the new paradigm, express your essence louder and prouder so you can create more possibility and profitability. And in today's episode, we got to speak with two lovely humans, Courtney Wren and Mike Elliott. As Elisa said, they work together, they live together, they parent together, and they also hold other couples together, both in relationship and some of them in business. As partners in life, love, parenting, business, and relational healing, they also have their own podcast called Together, and they are all about living and embodying the new earth way of relationship and family while living entrepreneurship. So this lovely couple lives in the forest on the river, about 90 minutes from where I live. And we are so excited to host them today. So tune in and let us know what you think. Yay. Welcome back, everyone, to Softpreneur. Elisa and I are so excited today to have Mike and Courtney on. I recently, I guess it's a couple months ago now, attended a really amazing event in the very small town of Enderby, BC. Actually, it was called The New Human. Kevin Preston put it on. And the reason I went is I got an Instagram ad and it was like Charles Eisenstein and Zach Bush in Enderby. And I was like, as if these two thought leaders are going to be in Enderby. So after doing some sleuthing and seeing it was not an online summit with a watch party, I bought a ticket and went with Shanti, who's also been on the podcast. And I was just really blown away by Courtney's presence, the way that she spoke about embracing sort of her medicine and being a medicine woman in this crazy world we live in. And Mike as well was our MC, and he was incredible and fun and got us dancing and really like brought it all together in a beautiful way in between each speaker. So I just thought all of you guys out here need to hear from them as well. And so thanks so much for being on, Mike and Courtney.
Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. What a pleasure.
Yay. Okay. We always start off our interview episodes with the same question, which is, do you have a spiritual practice, and is there anything you'd like to share about it?
Yeah, my spiritual practice has evolved over the years. Becoming a parent really changed my practice. I think we have some resonance, Elisa. I used to meditate 3 times in my closet with, you know, with Paramahansa Yogananda and all these, you know, sacred teachers. And that practice really served me then. Now having a toddler, the practice is more refined. And so what that looks like now is I just connect with my guides daily and do anywhere from 3 to 15 minutes of breath work and just really invite my gifting frequencies and what I call siddhic frequencies to really activate, and then just allow my body to digest any of those shadow frequencies and density. That's my practice.
And I have a bunch of things I do. I have a crystalline activation I do regularly throughout the day to just connect in with my crystalline energy and the crystalline grids of the planet. I have training in numerous shamanic traditions. And so I have different kinds of mesas and altars and offerings that I work with, gratitude offerings like despacho. And I love to sing. I sing a lot. I sing medicine songs. I bring song in throughout the day to bring in certain medicines and to shift the frequency, and which is really sweet as a mama. And then we have our spiritual practice of we do temple nights where we do tantric practices, spiritual practices together, sometimes to clear energy, other times to just cultivate energy. And we really learn and get to practice as a couple relationally. Yeah. So that's an ongoing practice. And then sometimes we do little medicine ceremonies, just the two of us, and, you know, call in the plant allies and connect in with the land and allow these practices to hold us as we journey being parents, being in partnership, and owning a business, which is a lot of pieces to be holding together.
Wow. Thank you both so much. So beautiful. And more layers of resonance because I too am a toddler mama and have felt that shift into like what used to be a proper, you know, seated practice becomes prayer in calls and just kind of, or, you know, choosing a mantra or a japa for the day. And that's the vibe. And I'm so just loving how you've already shared about the way, like, the webs that you weave in relationship and those different hats you wear together. So I feel like right off the bat, I want to ask you, how do you kind of bridge those different spaces? And especially because we tend to talk about business on the Softpreneur podcast, although we talk about all the magical things too. Like, how does it tend to operate on a business level? Let's say, like, when you both feel something or know something, like how do you bring it into conversation? I'm just so curious, like what your business partnership looks like in all those spinning dynamics.
Well, we're learning. we're learning the map. What I would say is if you really, really, really want to dive deep into relational skills and really want to get to know how you and your partner are different, and the strengths and the weaknesses of each other, go into business with your romantic partner, because it's literally like just like getting into the nitty gritty, you know, of really learning, yeah, what is the magic sauce here for us? Because what we're really noticing too is every couple's going to be so different with the ingredients that they bring, you know, just like when we're in business partnership, you know, we have to really get to know what is the way that you, you know, operate? What's your strengths? How do you work? And one of the key things for us, though, that I can say that we've gotten really clear on is that the business succeeds based on how our family nervous system is. So based on how Mike and I's relational field is and how our family field with our son and with our home, then that we have to sort of tend to that first. And then the business is fed by that. That's what stabilizes the business. That's what inspires the business. And if we get out of order with that, it gets really chaotic, or things aren't clear, or there's a lot that can happen that doesn't feel resonant. And so we're really getting to practice this art of, you know, the ground, the roots, the family, the coherence between us relationally. And then the business grows from that, which in itself is a bit of untangling and unwinding. Because as we were getting ready for this podcast, we were talking about how so much of what we feel we're doing is like unwinding the programming in the business entrepreneurial world of, you know, sort of like executing and not worrying about the relational space, or almost seeing them as separate. And we're really having to practice. We're really in the practice of what does it look like when they're actually very interconnected, you know? And yeah. And what I would say is when we get that order right and we do a good job of that, then the business happens more effortlessly. And what the next steps are in the business comes through really clearly. And when we have to work through stuff, you know, so the business will like hit a like something isn't working. And then inevitably that means, oh, it's time for us to do some shadow work. Like, okay, we've hit a place relationally. We got to deal with some shit. We got to get in there. We got to like, what's here, and work on that. And then inevitably our business then grows. So it's this really cool feedback loop. Hey.
Which is funny because it ends up being the content for our business that our listeners or our clients find so valuable, because it makes us relatable. You know, we'll hit this clunky bit in the business and then we're like, okay, we really need to understand what's happening for self, what's coming up for me here. And then what am I contributing to this dynamic? and where are we being invited to, you know, understand each other more? And then whenever we do that, like a little bit of chaos, and then we hit these like insights and breakthroughs of like, oh yeah, we're so different in this place. Let's use your gift here to do this part. I'll use my gift here to do this part. And then it ends up helping our business. And you know, what's really fun about that is allowing, like Courtney said, it's allowing our family field to show us what we need for stability first. And then often it's like that then brings in relief and insights to then spill back into the business. It ends up being a podcast episode. It ends up being something that, you know, when we're doing couples work, they're going through some piece and we're like, oh, we just went through that last week or a month ago. Oh, this is what we learned there, which ends up being this fun thing where the more we practice the art of attuning to the soul of our family, you know, our family nervous system, it ends up being something that is really beneficial for our business.
Okay, that's so interesting. I used to own a yoga studio with my ex, and I found that at some point in our relationship, it's like the business, like it's like that was really hard to have boundaries between, you know, business life and home life and family life. So I wonder if you could speak to that a little bit, how you can attune to your family nervous system, but also how do you know when it's time to put the business to sleep and come back to just family life?
Yeah, it's a great question. The way that I orient is if we're relating and the way that we're relating isn't helpful to our business, something needs to be looked at. Like if we start to be have lots of relational misses, or there's like a buildup of frustration
when we're talking about our business,
Just in our relationship, or when we're talking about our business, they're usually they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And so what I find is, you know, if we're connecting well and business is going well, just keep going. Yay. Like whatever those ingredients are, keep doing them. But if we hit this place where things are getting clunky, you know, what I usually end up using that information as is like, oh, where am I in myself? I got to tend to my seat. Am I doing my practices? Am I doing my men's work? Am I nurturing my outside relationships so that this family nervous system is being nurtured well? Like, am I attuning to our son Cedar well? Am I attuning to Courtney well?
And we have gone through having to create boundaries. Like, this is a time where we don't, like, I'm one of those people in the morning, I have so many ideas and I'm like thinking about my day and I want to talk about it. And Mike had to be like, that's not a time for me to talk about those things. So over time, we've sort of learned where to talk about things and where not to. And of course, by doing it and then being like, whoa, that's too much business, and learning how to, okay, so late at, like in the evenings when we're connecting, let's not really talk too much about business. Or, you know, in the morning, let's not talk too much about business, and starting to find where it can fit and planning times, right? But it's interesting too, because a lot of our business is our creative energy coming together. So there can be so much beauty in us relating in that way. So it feels like it's a bit of an ongoing journey. And we both have had to stretch the muscle of letting the other one know when we're not up for talking about the business. That feels like the really big key, because definitely there have been times in the past where Mike's talking about the business and it's not feeling good for me, but I'm not saying. And of course, any time in relationship where you're doing that, it's not in service to the relationship, because A, you're getting that feeling for a reason, because, you know, you're feeling something that's getting out of balance, and B, then it's going to become resentment. So I think we just both have gotten better at letting each other know, hey.
Yeah, just being more like radical honesty, more transparency of like, oh, I noticed this isn't feeling good. Because I notice what I'm trying to work out is like the conditioned version of the masculine, where it's like all business and be like, in, you'll see me in 20 years once my empire is established, and then I'll come be with the kids and you. And I feel that deep in the conditioning of what I look from like the previous generations. And I feel we're trying to find the new way, like this new human way of doing it. And I find the more honest we are relationally about, oh, like, wow, okay, we've been talking about business for the last 2 hours. Like, let's maybe tend our just mm-hmm. our relationship and put that on the shelf.
Because both of our feelings were getting hurt when we would like want to just connect and be like in love. And then the other one would just be all business. And then it just built up this kind of like, I just want you to hang out with me. And we had to learn that that's important. And if I were to say that this, the tricky part is that is, you know, when I walked in the studio, I was like in this mood of like, I just want to connect with Mike and look in each other's eyes. And he was like, I got to get this set up for the podcast, you know, and he was all business. And that I'd say is our area of practice is, but then, you know, I made the request, like, I really want to. And then when the space was there, then we intentionally did and we put aside business and we connected. So it's like, it's a little bit of building our tone to be okay with like, yeah, we're in business together. And then also making the space, hey, yeah.
Yeah. And to be transparent about it, there have been pockets during the journey where it's like so intense of the differences or the hurts in it of, mm-hmm. or where it's like, can't feel the difference or where the banks are between business and relationship, you know, cause it's like, we both work from home, our mm-hmm. studio's on our land. Mm-hmm. We do relational work. We have our podcasts. We're parenting together. Like there's so much together. So it's ironic because a lot of our journey is learning how much apart to nurture and keep alive the together.
Yeah, and how much sovereignty and self.
And boundaries yeah. and clarity and, yeah.
Okay, so I love it. I don't feel so, you know, bad now about how it was difficult then. You know, this is also like 6 or 7 years ago. So I was just learning so much about being in relationship and about owning a, like a spirit-led business. So I guess my question to you now that I love to hear is, can you talk about what you do now and how you came into it? And yeah, if you want to throw in any little more bits about being in business as like also a romantic partnership. I think a lot of like our listeners are freedom focused humans who are here to like usher in the new earth. And a lot of the time what that means is like, it's like, you know, us, our partner, and then a community who's elsewhere, right? Because we don't all have community who's on the same page close by. And so I think actually that level, like whether or not you're in business together, that level of like, you're my only person who really gets it can be difficult in relationship.
Yeah. Something that we're so passionate about is understanding, and we've just experienced this time and time again, is how important the relationships that we have do shape our business. Mm-hmm. And that's a big orientation for us. And
Mike and I do have a lot of support. We've got a lot of resonant people. We have a lot of conscious couples in our lives. We have support of people that we can lean into. And I don't know that we'd be able to be embodying the level of togetherness if we didn't have that. I think that's one of the key ingredients that lets us do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
You know, we're both like, I'm a part of several women's groups and I have friends that I can lean into for what's coming up. And Mike's a part of several men's groups. And we have just like really couples that we journey the wheel of the year and celebrate the different turning of the wheel together. And that helps us. And, you know, some of our supports are at a distance too, but they're huge, right? Those like key people that are able to meet you in just the right way.
Yeah, there's so much weight and appreciation for our inner circle mm-hmm. and our supports. Like Courtney mentioned, when I look at how I'm able or how we are able to do business together and intimate partnership and parent, it's so much together that I have found the more solid we are here in that together space is a byproduct of how much I'm nurturing what I need as a unique individual as Mike. Mm. Like I need to be going to my men's circle every Wednesday night. I need to be doing my work. I need to be nurturing those, you know, select few of my inner circle and building those relationships and sharing and processing, you know, the layers that are difficult, but also celebrating the wins. And I notice the more I do that, the more differentiated I feel inside of myself, because I definitely have a tendency it's in my gene keys, or I can slip into codependence. So it actually requires me to be so clear on what I need in myself so that I don't lose myself here. So that I don't lose or start building resentments and the places where we are so close in the business or relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the way we've gotten here is my story is that I always knew I was going to do relational work. And I don't know if for any of you that are human design, gene keys people, I'm a 4-6. So, you know, I'm here to work in the relational sphere. Yeah. I always knew that. I became a social worker and like got a clinical master's in social work, and then also started studying somatics and shamanic arts all at once in my early 20s, and just studied that for a long time and practicing with people. And I always knew I was meant to be a leader in the relational space, but it was one of those things that I knew I had to do a lot of work to get there. And there's a reason that there's not a lot of people that do couples work, because it's hard. It's hard if you don't have the right ingredients, and it's hard if you're not really grounded in yourself, because it's a lot to hold. There's a lot between two people, and there can be so much love and resource, but you got to really be a ninja in how you work it. And so it just wasn't time. And then, you know, along the way, learning, meeting Mike, and we got to meet at a really conscious time in our life. We'd both done a lot of work. We were really ready for sacred relationship. And I'd say for me, I'll let you speak for yourself. Like, I knew what that meant. Like, I now knew what it actually meant, which is I need to be so connected to self and really in self practice, and then devoted to the learning of this relational space, like devoted to not only this person, but also tending the relational space, which before I didn't fully consciously get that, right? You're just in your patterns and you're like, oh, we're just going to love each other. And now I really got what it was. And when I met Mike, he was up for that. He was wanting that. And what was cool is right away when we met, we knew we would be doing relational work together. It was something we both had felt called by spirit to do. And so it also feels like that's actually what brought us together in a big way, is this is actually the dharma that spirit has guided us to walk. And that's what's brought us together. That's been our path the whole time. And one of the really cool things is then after we had our son, right? And so a few years now, then we started our Together podcast, and then we started doing couple sessions together. And I tell you, this was so shocking for me, because I had done couples work before, and it was hard work. And when Mike and I started doing couple sessions together, obviously this is something we've done in past lives, because we're so skilled at it, and we're so attuned, and we're able to help people so profoundly. And the only thing that way I can explain it is, it's our skill set, it's the self-work we've done, but it's also the soul of our relationship that's supporting the couples in a way that you can't support people when it's just you by yourself, because they're getting the download from our field. And so I'd say that's what's really motivated our business, hey?
Yeah, the work became so much easier and then fulfilling. Like, we found the pattern was we would go into supporting another couple, and then we'd leave the session just lit up, so nourished, not like, oh, that was so hard. It was like, oh,
yeah.
I think my new boundary is couples work only together.
Yes.
And when we look, you know, this is a tool that we like to use for not just ourselves, but with our clients as well. When we go into the gene keys in human design, our gifts that we carry just are so complementary. Mm-hmm. So much about attuning and seeing what's happening for other people and their patterns. And there's so much devotion in our connection, where when something comes up, we want to move through it together. There's mm-hmm. no part of us that wants to. Well, maybe a small part.
We moved through that part too.
That doesn't want to look at it or just like skip past it. We're like, okay, something came up there. What was that? Let's look at that. Let's really get to the root of it. And I'd say our day-to-day devotion and practice of that is the thing that ends up supporting the couples we end up working with. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, yeah, that part. Oh, you know what? For another couple can feel so big. We're like, oh, that's so... For us and our nervous systems, it's so easy to love you there. It's so easy to hold you there. Yeah. We've been in the muck of that.
And we're in the practice of it with each other, which really comes through when we're holding people.
So beautiful. We've been doing a bit of an exploration about what is business energetics on the show. And I feel like this conversation is such an amazing reflection of like both that and this idea of really this new way that we can work in this day and age where your life and your practice is also like your offering to the world, or the challenges and the gifts that you have, like, and the gifts that you offer to the challenge become like the medicine becomes the magic. And this is just, I think, a really beautiful example of how that can operate. And almost like Don and I are always like, New Earth, is that the word? But yeah, this sort of like the beginning and a beautiful example of a new way of working together. And also this idea that businesses like have a field, right? Like there's this interesting thing, like Don and I experienced this in All Connected, the agency that we co-run, and we're not in romantic relationship. And we find though, when we super love each other, business besties. And so like when we work through things together, it's often interestingly with us on the, on a friend level. And Don, you can jump in too, but there's often like a co-creative, like witnessing an energy together when we look at the whole field of the business, not even necessarily between us, but like this really lovely, like, oh, we can both feel that something, a different person needs to do this at, because we do as an agency, you know, we have different contractors that come in. We're like, oh, we need something else here. This needs a different energetic. And it's just, yeah, I love hearing about how that sort of the art of your life like mirrors your life. And yeah, just incredible. So that's my reflection, not a question. Don, do you have a question or anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because you are speaking about like you know, being work, relational work. And oftentimes this means like intimate or romantic relationships. But yeah, like Alisa and I have been working together, never met in person, for almost 4 years now, you know, and it's like similar in that we feel like we've probably done this multiple lifetimes too, but we like came together to work through some of our patterning because we're both conscious. We can like hold each other in it. And it's like, oh shit, this is something left over from my childhood. And it's like, I'm like, I give too much. And she's like, I need people to save me. And so then we're like, you know what I mean? And it's like, I'm like, I'm always saving people. And so we have this like, you know, full disclosure. Oh, so we have this like beautiful thing where she's like, Don, you don't save me. I'm like, oh my God, are you sure? Like, and so I'm wondering, because you're both in intimate relationship and romantic relationship and you work with people in romantic. Is that true? Like intimate and romantic? Or do you also work with people in business? Is that something you've ever done before?
Yeah.
Yeah. In my individual work, that's more of what I specifically support is people who are in leadership roles. We end up tending their relational space. Mm-hmm. So like businesses will pull me in and I'll help them actually connect with each other on the deep emotional, spiritual level. And it ends up being the thing that ripples to the more profits, you know, better magnetism, new product ideas. So that's like something I'm so passionate about.
And I do containers with, actually one of the things that's been so sweet is working with like adult children and their parents, where actually it's like a mom and an adult, you know, and they come together and work. So we tend lots of the different layers. And we'll work with a whole family too. Like I've done it where I work with the whole family and the children. And so we're tending the relational space in all these different ways. It's just that where the most intense patterns come up typically tend to be in your romantic partnership. And that's where a lot of our together work focuses. Hey, but what we always say is when you develop those intimate partnerships, skills, those are actually the skills we need for relationship, right? Like we're really passionate about, well, what happens when people, and this is, I feel so good, Alisa and Don, hearing you in the way you're embodying business, because we're really passionate about those relational skills being used in business. Like, let's build our businesses on the backbone of healthy relationship, where we're getting to be a whole person and we're learning together and we're growing together. And we, you know, we're also not only in business together, we're also leading a team together because we have employees and people that we bring in and that work with us. And so we get to practice that muscle, hey, even in the way that we'll have a meeting, right? We'll be really relational and we'll be vulnerable and real and what's happening for you. And we've had people say, you know, Mike's had this reflection, this has been the most healing, you know, uncomfortable business experience ever.
Yeah. Even the letting go, like, whoa, you letting me go has been the most healing experience of my life, because there was care. Like, there was just really just bringing to light the lack of resonance in the certain business piece, but then just really caring about the relational space and the how, you know, what comes up emotionally, the feelings. And that's been beautiful to watch, because there's actually repatternings in the imprinting just in that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you two are embodying and radiating the very essence of what we're talking to. Mm-hmm. You know, just even when you're sharing, Elisa and Dawn, you got your heart there. And it's like that, that's like the ultimate, I feel, new earth business, is where that relational space is almost the priority. And the more that that's nurtured, the more that that is felt. I'd say as a collective, we are becoming more attuned to our gifts, our sensitivities, and the old systems don't work anymore. It's not, you can't trick people with all the right saying, all the right things. Now people can feel behind the words and be like, that's bullshit. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to create scarcity so that I buy at the checkout. Like, that's starting to be noticed more. Whereas I feel what you two were even, you know, really showing when you were sharing there is how much you care about each other and how you are doing the relational work, where you like, God, talk about hope for this new humanity. If all the businesses are bringing up what their patterns are, mm-hmm. like, oh, I'm usually the fixer and the saver. Well, I'm usually the one that wants to be fixed and saved. Like, imagine all people in leadership roles were having those real conversations, leading with vulnerability, and then writing the new story, creating the new script, mm-hmm. creating the new healthy blueprint. That then trickles down to everyone below those, you know, like for you two, like you two in those leadership roles, Courtney and I in ours, that then trickles down so that everyone gets to be in their unique role, mm-hmm. be in their gifts, have the strength and the courage to say the vulnerable thing when it does come up, instead of the old way where it's just, this is where I just shut down and I don't have a voice, I don't matter, and then just keep showing up. But then everyone around and anyone touching that part of the role, it's like, doesn't feel good. It's not helpful to the whole.
Yeah. I wonder if you have any like advice for, you know, the people listening about how to hold your business in a more loving and relational way, whether you're a solopreneur or like us, like we, you know, we're on teams, we have teams, right? But yeah, I wonder if you have any sort of, what would you say is the first thing that you would suggest, whether it's a business or an intimate partnership, where would you start in order to start to have more of this, you know, say like heart forward, open field space for creation?
Yeah, I mean, such a good question. Yeah. Well, I feel drawn to talk about the soul of the relationship, and maybe I'll share a bit about that. And then I want to hear what your, that's what's a cool thing doing podcasts with your partner too, because sometimes our version of what our answer is so different, and he'll name something and I'm like, whoa, that's not what I'm experiencing at all. And it's so cool to just keep practicing that and learning about each other. Anyway, or we might be on the same page, but what comes to mind for me is the soul of the relationship. So we talk about this in the relational space, and this is key in intimate partnership. And I'd say for business too, is there's a third, you know, between two people, there's a third entity, there's a third energy. And you were sort of speaking to this with your business. And, you know, that energy is created when Mike and I come together. And the only way that we can build a relationship is if we actually both intentionally tend to that third space. So, you know, we live in a really independent-minded culture. We've been taught to just really like serve self. And so there's a relearning about how to tend to the we space, which really means tending to that soul of the relationship. And so if you think of a business, you know, for us with our business, there's Courtney, there's Mike, and then there's the soul of our actual business. And we have to intentionally tend it relationally, which means caring about the relational needs of the business, caring about the relationship with our employees, caring about the relationship and the energy that each person's bringing. And so, you know, from this perspective, it's more of a we space perspective. It's not so much just Courtney's going to show up, she's going to rock her gifts, and everyone else is responsible for themselves. It's really this curiosity of how do we bring out the strengths of each person that's contributing to this business? How do we actually clear things relationally so it doesn't become heavy energy that's affecting the soul of the business? And then also, like, we've had to learn this. We've brought in different people to help, but if they couldn't properly attune to the soul of the business, even if they were doing good work in quotation marks, but they couldn't attune to that properly, it didn't work. It just did not work. And it created all these clunky relational experiences. And so almost like this constant tending to what do I have to offer to that relational space and what does it need? Like, how can I, Courtney, bring my gifts to tending to the other people, to Mike, to the soul of the relationship? And I need to know, you know, in relational business, I need to know that every other person I'm in business with is also going to do the same for me and also be doing the same for the soul of the business, you know? Yeah,
I love that. Yeah. The we space is such an important area. And this is a prime example of where we have these beautiful differences. Because I'm a 1-3 generator. So my orientation is so much about self-empowerment. And something that I really find important, where would I guide to start, is intimately getting to know what the felt sense and experience is when aligned. So when I'm in alignment, how do I feel? How do I know? You know, for some people, if we go down the human design rabbit hole, there's these different orientations. There's these gut feelings. There's these just knowings. There's an emotional response. And so it's, you know, how aware is somebody in that relationship with themselves of like, wow, when I'm aligned, I feel so much satisfaction. Well, when I'm not aligned, I feel really frustrated. Once that's figured out, then it's so much easier to then I find tend the we space. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, if Courtney and I are relating, it's like, whoa, like something just constricted in my belly. There's something I'm needing to tend there, or I need to call a pause. And then the we space becomes more mature. There's a sense of responsibility in those connection places. If both people have an orientation of like, whoa, I know where my truth is and my body tells me. And then when I'm not, I know what that's like as well. I think a lot of people, when we look at the conditioned way that we're breaking out of and what we're moving into, is we're leaving this pace of being where we miss those cues, or we mm-hmm. don't have that connection mm-hmm. point to what's even happening in here in the felt sense in the body. So it's like everything from up in the mind, trying to figure it out, trying to do the right strategy, trying to, you know, effort in the relationship. Whereas if we slow down enough and build that intimacy with, wow, me as a unique being feels this when I'm aligned and feels this when I'm not, that really simplifies things. And if there's any entrepreneurs listening, what I have seen as a constant is entrepreneurs really love energy efficiency. So talk about the ultimate efficiency, and that's getting to know what this inner soul biological mechanism is that tells you, yeah, keep doing that. Oh no, don't do that. Mm-hmm. And then when you go to relate with team members, when you go to relate with, you know, when Courtney and I relate with each other, if we're nurturing and aware of that, this is a lot more easeful.
Okay. I love it. Go ahead, Alisa.
So beautiful. And I love that as a litmus, the alignment piece, because entrepreneurs face so many decisions too, constantly. So that sort of ability to say, like, am I in alignment with this decision? Or am I tending the business energy? a lot of what we found, it's like, it is often through feeling or like a combination of our intuitive gifts. But it's like, yeah, like when we make choices that are it, we're both like, yeah, that's it. Or like, this isn't it. So I love that so much. In the we space, I think that is both of those like in combination are going to be so valuable for our listeners and us. Yeah. So thank you for that. And we wanted to know, we wanted to highlight how people can find you and experience some of this relational magic directly for themselves.
Yeah. I mean, our first sort of way that you can get to know us is we have our own podcast called Together, which is a relational podcast. We talk about sacred relationship and also conscious parenting. But you can use everything we're teaching in there for how to have business relationship as well. We dive into leadership and these kinds of things. We share very vulnerably about our process. We have episodes where it's actually just us processing a pattern that's arising. So one of the things, the feedback people often give us is that what they find refreshing and helpful with us is that we show them how. We don't just talk about it. We actually demonstrate it. We embody it. And then people can really feel it. So that's a really helpful way to dive into our work. And then we also have our Together community. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, that's our newest passion project. So we have an online Together community that's for couples who already feel deeply in love. They just want to go even deeper. They want to work through some of those little sticky patterns, you know, that we talked about earlier, and getting to do it in a place where there's support for every couple that's there. The soul of that relationship gets to support the collective field. And so it's the Together community.
And the energy is so good.
It's so good.
At the end of the calls, after we've like practiced together and journeyed, like being in a group full of couples that love each other, even if they're struggling a bit, is just stunning. It's such a gift.
Yeah. And so we'll give you a link that you can maybe drop down in the show notes. It's sacredrelating.com. Mm-hmm. And that'll give you, you know, the landing page for it. It'll tell you more about it. And that, it's just so enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So bi-weekly, we have calls for 2 hours. So people who really want to be supported directly from us, they have the opportunity to have that experience and then also flex that muscle of being vulnerable in front of other people and couples, mm-hmm. which is so much healing in that too. And then there's, yeah, just teachings, guidance, questions. Yeah.
And then we both work with people one-on-one, and we also work with people 2-2. So very small amount of containers that Mike and I do, but we do work with couples for 6 months, and that's really potent, powerful work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll also give you the links to that. You can shoot us an email or reach out through mm-hmm. our website. And then one last place that people can find us is we'll do little short snippets and tools on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Which again, we'll give you links for that.
Yeah, we'll link to it. Okay, great. I love it. I know this is a little short episode, but I wonder if there's anything that you two feel called to bring present for our listeners before we end.
Just that I think the part that we are learning, right, and that we spoke to it, but how deeply we have to be aware of our differences and be really in our own sovereignty in order to healthily embody this level of interconnection. They go hand in hand. And so that's the practice, right? Is how deeply, and that's the gift of the relational space. We really talk about this. The gift, the spiritual practice of relationship is the more I get to know myself, the more I can show up in relationship. And then the relationship's going to mirror to me what my next piece is. So, you know, really we started off with the question, what's your spiritual practice? And I'd say the most potent spiritual practice I have is this relational space with Mike and the relational space with our son, our toddler son. Yeah.
The ultimate initiation.
Yeah. Yeah.
The piece that I would add there is anyone tuning in, anyone in that place where they're just either intimately relating with their business, where maybe that also joins intimate partnership, whatever it is, whatever the relationships are that you have in your life, the invitation is to just really lean in, lead with that vulnerability and expose those parts of yourself that maybe you've been afraid to in the past, to dissolve and take away the power of those patterns and just, yeah, lean into that together space.
Yay. Thank you so much. This has been really lovely and enlightening. And Yeah, I love this vision of the whole world becoming more relational, both in their intimate relationships. And in one thing we speak about a lot is like, how can business be stewardship? And how can we be stewards of both our businesses, ourselves, each other, and the world? And I feel like there are some little golden nuggets in this episode. And I'm sure all y'all listening can find even more in all of the places that you can find Mike and Courtney. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Dawn and Elisa. Such a pleasure.
Fun to share and feel your business partnership and the soul of your business. It's really beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful.
So amazing. And of course, like we always talk about how business is such a stage for personal growth and shifting patterns and all these things. And what else? Like relationships, like is there anything as potent for like romantic relationships or relationships and business? So it's just such a lovely, like, oh yes, lean into the play and the exploration. So fun. Thank you both so much. Loved this.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Softpreneur Podcast. If it resonated with your ethos and your soul, we would be so grateful to you if you leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast.
This helps us grow so much, and it also helps more visionary business owners find the show so they can make their dream life their real life. So many blessings and love.